Negotiations with Japan on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, came to a halt last week, and Nick Giordano with the National Pork Producers Council says they hope U.S. negotiators stand firm.
The Japanese left the meeting, so the TPP continues at an impasse, and the two sides remain far apart. And from NPPC's vantage point, we'd rather there be no deal than a bad deal for pork producers, because TPP represents the single most important trade negotiation ever for pork producers by far, and it's more than just about Japan, because the U.S. and Japan are the number one and the number three economies in the world, and so what they do on pork in this agreement, we believe it's going to impact what we get out of future FTAs for the next 20 years. This is a landscape changing legacy issue. And so NPPC is putting a lot of resources into protecting the interests of pork producers.
Giordano says pork producers are not alone on the issue with Japan.
The Japanese have signaled out what they call five sacred sectors, pork being one, beef, dairy, wheat, and rice being the others. But, you know, they're not sacred. And the reality is that every country has import-sensitive products, including the United States.
At this point in time, Giordano expects little else to happen with TPP this year.
It's going to be very difficult to close TPP this year. I think the next step is going to be Trade Promotion Authority. Possible that happens in a lame duck. I personally think the odds of that are very long. I think more than likely we're looking at, you know, a second quarter debate about TPA.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.